Hi, I'm Damien Huffington with your 7 News briefing for Tuesday, January 18. The Victorian government has declared a code brown emergency as the hospital system strains under pressure from increasing COVID-19 cases. It means additional capability and capacity needs to be mobilised, giving hospitals the option to defer non-urgent health services and allow managers to recall staff from leave and also redeploy them in high-priority areas. The order is expected to last from 4 to 6 weeks and applies to all public metropolitan hospitals, as well as 6 regional hospitals. It comes as the state records 20,180 new positive test results and 22 more COVID-related deaths, with hospitalisations now slightly down to 1,152, 127 people in ICU and 43 on a ventilator. New Zealand officials believe at least 3 people have been killed in the Tongan tsunami. The first to be identified is British woman Angela Glover, thought to have been swept away while trying to save her dogs from the wave. There have so far been no reports of mass casualties, but the extent of the damage remains unknown as communications have not yet been re-established. Australia and New Zealand have each sent flights to survey the damage, while the HMAS Adelaide has been deployed to provide humanitarian assistance. And a 24-year-old student has been stabbed to death by a random man while working at a Los Angeles furniture store. Brianna Kupfer was found after another customer entered the high-end furniture retailer and discovered the body last Thursday afternoon. Police say there is no motive for the murder of the former University of Sydney student, and they are still searching for the suspect, believed to be a local homeless man. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffington.